This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy holidays. This is a banger. This is a great song. But it might also be the last original Christmas song that's come out.
That's all I can think of.
It's really... All right, so I'm going to read to you. Just let this play for a second. I'm going to read to you the Michael Bublé Christmas album. You ready?
Uh-huh.
You ready for these songs?
Yeah.
All right, I had it, now I lost it. Christmas album. So here are the songs that you can hear on the Michael Bublé Christmas album. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Never heard that one before. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Mm.
White Christmas.
Okay.
All I want for Christmas is you.
All right.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
All right.
Santa Baby. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Silent Night. This guy's a fraud.
He's a fraud.
Total fraud. Why don't you write an original one? Listen, NSYNC came up with something cool and new.
They tried, and it's a banger.
Yes.
Michael Bublé's got nothing. Just straight covers. He just pops out.
NSYNC was together for like 5 years. They really left their impact.
I really need my sister to call in right now. She can just rattle off NSYNC facts just at the ready. But, I mean, yeah, they gave an effort. This is an incredible music video. Hold on.
And this was put together in like 2001.
Wow, this is really something. Music. Look at Justin Timberlake's hair.
You remember when music videos, by the way, that we're really going down a tangent, but you remember when like music videos were, did you ever actually have an iPod? Like, were you old
enough?
Oh,
yeah, I had an iPod, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I had an iPod Touch, and I remember people having like iPod Classics and how big a deal it was. Like, if you downloaded the music video on your phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember how big a deal it was? Like, you could pay $1 for the song or $3 for the music video.
Big bucks.
You remember how big a deal it was, like 2000s music videos were?
Mm-hmm.
And it really was a thing. When was the last time you were like excited for like the release of a music video?
I don't know, 2010, 2011?
Like,
when did Otis come out on Watch the Throne from Jay-Z and Kanye? That's the last one I can think of.
Oh,
I think I'm pretty sure I had a Millie on my iPod.
Pretty sure
I had that on there. We're just walking through like the movie set.
Okay. I mean, we're still going back more than 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So, like, that was 2007, 2008.
So here's a fun fact we learned on the Phillies Roundtable this year. So the song, this is before you got here. So the song Forever by Drake, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Greg Murphy makes a cameo in that music video.
What?
Okay, so Forever by Drake features all kinds of high school photos of LeBron, right?
Right, right.
One of those photos was taken after he played Strawberry Mansion in a game at the Palestra in 2002.
Okay.
The game was broadcast on CN8. After the game, Greg Murphy is working that game, interviewing LeBron, And that video was put into Drake's Forever music video. Or that photo was put in the Drake's Forever music video.
That rules. I gotta find that.
He didn't know it for like a few years. Finally, someone comes up to him like one day, was like, you know, you're in a Drake video. And he was like, who? What? They explained it to him. He saw it. It came out this year on the round table because... So the Phillies roundtable, which sometimes just goes off the rails.
Yeah.
This was great. It came out because Rob Drake, the umpire, had a bad night in L.A., was screaming at him. And they were just talking about it post-game.
Yeah.
And Murph's like, yeah, like, or they were just like, oh, I hate the Drake. Like, it's a Seinfeld reference you're not even going to get. And he was like, yeah, like, well, I don't mind Drake. I was in his music video. And they're all like, excuse me? He tells the story. I go up. He couldn't even come up with the song. Like, but he knew he was interviewing LeBron, so I quickly put it together. It was Forever. I found it. It's like, yeah, if you look it up, you'll find Murph interviewing LeBron. And it's like a clean shot at him, too. Like, very clearly Greg Murphy in Forever by Drake. It's awesome.
That's incredible. I'm looking for that.
Really
right
just
now.
One of the least likely things to ever happen. And it happened. 215-592-9494. Speaking of Greg Murphy, speaking of the Phils, Juan Soto, the prized possession of the offseason, still floating out there. I'm going to guess that he's not going anywhere anytime soon. And I have a few reasons for, you know, suspecting this. Number one, as I pull up, so quote from John Middleton. Well, I'll get to the quote from John Middleton in just a second here. But let's first start with Soto and whether or not the Phillies have a chance for him, and also Scott Boras' comments at the GM meetings this week. I have two cuts here, Luke, and I wanted to first play the cut about Juan Soto and the owner being super important, and then I'm going to get to the John Middleton quote, and I'm going to play the second one about how long it might take until Juan Soto actually reaches a deal here. So let's first start. Juan Soto and the importance to him, through his agent Scott Boras, on having an owner who takes the game seriously, wants to win.
Juan Soto wants ownership that he knows is going to support an opportunity to win annually. And it's remarkable to think of a player from a very modest beginning, you know, from the Dominican Republic, that all the monetary offerings that he's received, record offers consistently, that his focus was always, I want to know who my owner is. I want to know that we're going to be able to win. And I want to know that besides me, there's going to be a great number of support on the part of the owner, that he has the same desire to win that I do. And that I'm going to commit my career to it, and I want the owner to commit his resources to it. And that's really why Juan Soto became a free agent.
Sounds like he and John Middleton would be a good match now. There's a guy who's committed to winning.
I think so.
Committed to spending. By the way, I do enjoy that the new terminology we're hearing a lot this offseason is that teams are checking in on Juan Soto. You have to request a meeting. You got to check in.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the best tweet I saw all week was, and I don't have it in front of me, so I forget who tweeted it, but some account, not a medium, just some random fan.
Mm-hmm.
So the Tampa Bay Rays, who might not even have a ballpark this coming year, they might have to play games literally in Clearwater. Like, Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater is currently like the leader in the clubhouse to host the Rays this year. So the Rays, who don't have a stadium, apparently checked in on Juan Soto. And someone quoted and goes, in related news, I've checked in with Sidney Sweeney.
Yeah, just about this.
Thanks for checking in, Rays. Like, they're going to pay. Like, what?
How did that check-in go? Hey, just checking in. Does Juan Soto want to be a Ray? No.
Does Juan Soto want to sign for, I don't know, $5 million?
Yeah.
We can make it happen.
We can give him $5 million right now, and then another
$5 million
10 years later.
We'll defer his $500 million worth of payments and for the existence of time. Yeah. So anyway, that cut goes along with something that John Middleton said this week, which is that we need to learn from the NLDS loss to the Mets. I think some old dogs need to learn new tricks. That was in an Athletic article with Matt Gelb, which is not the same sentiment that we heard from Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski has been saying a lot of, listen, look how the Dodgers won. They got hot at the right time. We just, you know, our chase rate was middle of the pack of the postseason. Like, kind of, we just need to bring it all together at the right time. Middleton, a little bit more aggressive in saying we need tangible change. We something needs to be different next year. Would that cause him to spend money on Soto to prove to Scott Boras and Juan Soto that he is that owner who can contend and potentially give him an opportunity to win annually? Now, if you're wondering how long it might take here, you remember Scott Boras also represents Bryce Harper. He didn't sign until February 28th. Luke, I wouldn't get your hopes up that Juan Soto's signing next week. This is Scott Boras pretty blatantly saying they're going to drag their feet here.
Juan's free agency wrapping up on the earlier side, or do you expect this to go into January or February possibly?
Well, due to the volume of interest and Juan's desire to hear, I can't put a time frame on it, but it's going to be a very thorough process for him because he wants to meet people personally. He wants to talk with them, and he wants to hear from them.
This isn't getting decided for a while. Everyone's going to meet. Apparently, the Yankees had to request the meeting, too. He is not giving the Yankees any hometown bias here. He's not giving anyone any hometown bias. He opened up the bidding the second he walked off losing the World Series. No hard feelings there, just... Whoever bids the most is getting it. He'll go listen. I guess he just wants to make sure that the offer is legit and that they will give him that chance to win. It just seems like whoever writes the highest paycheck.
That's what it's going to be. They're going to wait it out as long as they can until they get, you know, the number that they didn't think that they could get. They have a number written down, and they want to go past it by probably 10, 20 million. And they're going to use the Phillies to get to that. They're going to use the Blue Jays to get to that. The Dodgers, maybe the Nationals. They're going to use these teams to get to that number, whether it's from the Mets or the Yankees.
They'll happily, and maybe the Rays will even jack it up too. I mean, you cannot count them out. They have formally checked in, and you just can't forget
them.
Good for them. They should raise a banner at BayCare Ballpark this season that says formally checked in on Juan Soto. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. One segment left to play. We can get you in. We got open phone lines at 215-592-9494. Luke, in the break, come up with your official Eagles score prediction. I will give mine. On the other side, quickly get you ready for the day that is in the NFL and the day in sports here on this Sunday. Right here on the Weekend Overnight Show. Again, one more segment left to play. Luke Nichols producing, Dan Wilson with you hosting right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.